بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين بقرة آية 177 الله سبحانه وتعالى continues the discussion related to the characteristics and the qualities of المتقين. Last night we spoke about the institution of zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. The person who is from amongst the muttaqeen, apart from the many other attributes that he possesses, is he discharges. He discharges and pays a zakah. We spoke about the meaning of zakah, the objective of zakah, and the benefits of fulfilling zakah, not as a tax, but as an act of ibadah. It's an act of worship through which we gain proximity to Allah. Moving on to the next characteristic of the muttaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا وَالْمُوفُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after they ensure that their ibadat, the rights that they owe to Allah are all in order, as far as salah is concerned, as far as the voluntary charities are concerned, as far as fulfilling zakah is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُوفُونَ. And they are those who fulfill بِعَهْدِهِمْ. Their promises. They are very particular about the word and their agreements, their arrangements, the promises that they make with others. This is something that those who are of the muttaqeen are very particular about. They do not commit to something that they cannot fulfill. If there's an arrangement, there's an agreement, there's a contract, there's a promise that they have engaged in or that they have enacted, they will certainly fulfill it. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a quality of the muttaqeen, and we find, unfortunately, that in many today, this attribute and this characteristic is missing. People are very easily ready to make a promise. Very readily, people will make a promise. People will give you their word. People will commit to something, but very few will honor that promise. Very few will carry out that agreement. Very few will, efficiently fulfill the statement that they have made and the promise that they have given. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, "Ayatul Munafiq." The signs of a hypocrite are three. What are the signs of a hypocrite? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Idha haddath kadhab." When he speaks, he lies. Whenever he speaks, it's a lie. It's an exaggerated comment. He's always seeking to impress, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he lies when he speaks. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ, when he promises, أَخْلَفْ, he goes against his promise. He does not fulfill his promise. وَإِذَا اُؤْتُمِنَ, and if he's entrusted with something, خَانَ, he betrays the trust. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says these are four characteristics. If they are found in a person, then he is a hypocrite. Khalisan meaning through and through. Everything about him is hypocritical. What are the four characteristics? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Man idha haddath kadhab, when he speaks, he lies. Wa idha wa'ada akhlaf, when he makes a promise, he does not fulfill the promise. Wa idha ahada ghadab, when he goes into a contract or in an arrangement, an agreement, he goes against it. He betrays, he deceives. Wa idha khasama, when he engages in an argument, fajr, he becomes vulgar. He goes into a fight or he has an argument, fajr, he becomes vulgar in his speech and in his language. Wa man kanat fihi khasla, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if he doesn't have all four of these characteristics, perhaps one out of the four is found within him, then he certainly has within him a quality and a characteristic of nifaq and hypocrisy. Now, the promises and pledges and arrangements and covenants are of two types. There is a covenant we have with Allah, right? Every one of us as a believer, there is a contract which we have entered into with Allah, right? And we should abide by that contract. And we should live by that contract and display loyalty in every commandment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every act of ibadah is a clause within that contract, establishing salah, paying zakah, fulfilling the rights of others and so forth. These are all clauses found in the contract that you have engaged in, and a contract that was brought or drawn up between you and Allah. The second type of arrangements and agreements are those that we have with other people, with our business partners, with our clients, with our colleagues, with people whom we deal with and interact with. On a daily basis, there are promises that we make, there are agreements that we make, there are arrangements that we make, there are certain commitments that we have given to others. All of these are included in this aspect where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَحْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, that the muttaqeen, they fulfill every pledge and covenant of theirs, whether it is between them and Allah, or between them and another person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in the Quran, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. Allah says, whatever agreement you engage in, if you're not going to commit, and you know it is something beyond you, you can't fulfill it, don't commit to it. Many a times people make a promise and they give you the word. When it comes to delivery, and when it comes to now delivering on what they have said, they cannot fulfill it. And they cannot keep up to the promise that they had made and the agreement that they had made. So sometimes it is to impress somebody. And I give somebody my word, I give somebody a commitment, but when it comes to the time of delivery, I cannot fulfill it. Allah subhanahu says, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. Allah says, every agreement, every promise, every commitment that you make, fulfill it. إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly question you about the promises and the arrangements and agreements that you made with others and were left unfulfilled. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.